Hey, everybody, this is Stelly Efty.
And this is Peyton Chaw. And today, I think we're going to talk about one of my favorite topics, which is how to get the product market fit.
I think we like talking about more than just sales and marketing.
We just want to bullshit and chat about business and life. And hopefully, while we're doing that, provide a lot of value to people.
The world's best business podcast.
Oh, shit. We got it.
For people trying to get shit done.
Yeah. We don't want to give you feedback that's bullshit.
We want you to do your best.
And I think there's lots of different ways. Stelly,
yes.
What's your deal with this topic? Do you like this topic?
I love this topic. You know why?
What?
You know why? I was talking to somebody. I think it was even an email exchange of a listener sending us an email asking us about how to prioritize certain things and product market fit, and then them not being sure they have it and all that. And that made me realize: is it possible that we've never in 300 episodes we've never talked about product market fit as the topic of the episode? I did a bit of a search. And boom, I was like, oh shit. I mean, we've talked about it many, many times within another episode, but it never gotten a full episode dedicated to it. So I was like, fuck, we need to talk about this.
All right. So product market fit, let me start by defining it. It's when your product fits in a market. What that means is that people love your product and they want to use it and they're telling everybody they know about it. I know that might set a really high bar, but that's product market fit.
I love it. I wish I could disagree, but I won't.
Oh, shit. So how do you get to product market fit? Well, you build something people absolutely love and love so much that they want to share it with other people. Love so much that when you're on a sales call with them, again, I'm preempting your answer probably. They're just like, where can I sign? Like, let me just pay you. And that means that you could have a verbal product market fit. Where you're on a sale, you know, sales call, and people are just ready to buy based on how you're describing it to them.
Yeah. So to me, like, I love this framework, but to me, it's like, you know, there's three things that I'm thinking about instantly when I think about product market fit. The one thing is what you just mentioned, which is urgency. Like, when I talk to potential customers of this, how urgent are they in wanting to use or purchase the product? Like, how big of a problem it is that they have and solution it seems to be what I have, that they are driving the urgency. I don't have to. So urgency is a big sign that I'm looking for. Money is a big sign that I'm looking for. How much money do they want to give me, right? Or if it's an end consumer product, maybe it's like how much usage, how much of their time would they want to give me every day using my product or using my app or software? And then how, this is the thing that you mentioned, how loud or passionate are they going to be about it? Like, how much do they feel the urge to share my product with the rest of the market because they're so happy, they're so successful, they're so fulfilled, they're so excited about what I've given them or what we've built for them that they can't shut up about it, right? That they need to keep talking about it. If those three things are really strong, if they're really urgent to act and use and purchase, if they want to give me lots of their time and lots of their money. And if they can't shut up about it, chances are that you've built something really fucking awesome that people love and you've found product market fit.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. I think that urgency is such a key point, right? Like, people are just ready to buy, ready to use, sharing it with people. I mean, the thing is, like, I don't think you get to product market fit without actually figuring out what your product actually is and figuring out the product. Meaning a product that people love, a problem that really, you know, you're solving a problem that they really care about. And that's the nuance in how to get to product market fit, in my opinion. And that's what I mean when I say, look, even on a sales call, if you're nailing their problem, you will get to product market fit just on a sales call because you're nailing their problem and you're able to tell them how your solution is going to solve it for them. So to me, the fundamental of how to get to product market fit is nailing the problem that you're looking to solve for your target market.
So why is it then? So let me ask you this. There's people, I think, that clearly realize, or founders and startups that clearly realize that they don't have product market fit, right?
Yeah.
But then there's this other bucket of people that, in my opinion, don't realize that they don't have product market fit. And they're trying to grow the business, you know, ahead of having really built something people truly love. What are some of the reasons why you think people or startups will miss diagnose themselves as having achieved product market fit, although they have not yet truly done that?
They're not measuring it. They're not looking for that customer love. They're not looking for that high net promoter score. They're not looking for, you know, what can I do to make sure that people love this product? What can I do to make sure that I'm building the right thing for people? And so they just, you know, they tend to build a product, put it in the market, and wonder why people aren't buying it. And then they try doing all this marketing stuff, to be honest. Mm-hmm. And maybe it kind of gets them some signups or something, but nobody ends up loving their product or using it very actively. And then, you know, you don't have product market fit. It's cool. Like, it's totally fine. Like, that's like one of the hardest things to get to anyway. yeah, I think they just don't realize that they need a product people love. Nothing else will solve that problem of getting to product market fit and being able to grow a business.
Yeah. In my observation, people confuse growth with product market fit, right?
So interesting. Okay. Right?
So some teams, they're not able to acquire any customers or any users at any significant numbers. So they're struggling even to get any kind of attention for what they're doing. And then it's very obvious to them, the struggle is so immediate and so early. We're not gaining any traction. We're probably not having product market fit. But then there's people and teams that are actually pretty strong on the growth hacking and marketing side of things, or on the sales side of things, where they're able to get 20, 30, 40 customers or 100 customers, or they're able to get, you know, 20,000 downloads in the first week of being in the app store, whatever the fuck it is. And they equate that early surface level growth with product market fit. Well, we already have 100 customers in the first 3 months. We know we have product market fit. Wait a second. Like, customer growth or usage itself, user growth, does not equal product market fit. It could just be that you have amazing, like, that you've found some really cool way to market your product, or that you're just, you know, that you are misleading people in the way that you advertise or market what you do. If you give me $100 million, I could get a lot of people to download my app if I spend that money in advertising. Doesn't mean I have product market fit, right? Product market fit to me, a part of it is, can you acquire customers, attention, usage, right? That's a part of the equation. But the other part of the equation, which is even more important in the early days, in my opinion, is the retention side of things. Is the, once people then use the product or have become customers or have downloaded the app or whatever the hell it is, are they keep coming back? Are they keep paying me? Are they successful? And are they, you know, rating the product really highly in the NPS survey 3 months, 6 months down the line? Like, what's the retention and success numbers versus just the acquisition numbers? And I feel like a lot of times startups are confused because they think, if we are able to acquire users or customers early, that means we have product market fit. We've built something people truly love. Otherwise, they wouldn't use it, or they wouldn't purchase it, or they wouldn't download it. But I don't think that that's enough. You need both acquisition and retention. And the biggest confusion I've seen startups have when it comes to product market fit is that they see some early success on the acquisition side, and they instantly jump to the conclusion that retention is not important. Since they have acquisition, they have found product market fit, and that's just not true.
No, not at all. It's an important piece of the puzzle, but you need a product people love, or any growth thing you do or marketing thing you do won't really help you build a business. That retention thing is more important than ever. People have such less attention span when they use a product than ever before, too.
Absolutely. I think let's round this episode up with a tip at the very end before we say goodbye to people. So what's the final tip you want to leave the audience with when it comes to finding product market fit?
Yeah, my tip would be just think about, when you think about your product, what's actually going to get people retaining? What's going to cause them to keep coming back? What's going to cause them to keep using it? What's going to cause them to be sticky? It's not about them loving it at first. It's about them actually coming back repeatedly and using the product, and that will cause them to love it. So many companies I talk to don't really think about that when they think about their product in the future.
I love that. I'll give people a tip that I actually learned from you. You learned it from a friend of ours, Eric Ries, and his Lean Startup methodology, which was, I remember hearing you say, you know, a lot of times founders are so optimistic that we go out there, and if we want to kind of do customer development and prove our hypothesis right, we might see we might look at the world in a way that, you know, desires to prove ourselves right. So we might look at very weak signals that people like what we do and translate it into very strong signals that this is working or that there's product market fit. And so a hack to counteract that tendency from a founder or entrepreneurial perspective is to go out there and try to prove yourself wrong. Like try to prove that you don't have product market fit. So talk to customers or potential customers and say, and ask them questions of like, why wouldn't you use this? Would this be too expensive? Is this nice to have? Like actually push them to confirm to you that this isn't awesome. And then if they disagree with you, that's a much stronger signal than if you go and you're trying to put words in their mouth of proving, telling them, this is awesome, right? You'd really love this. This is something you guys could need, right? And then pushing them and nudging them in a direction of them, you know, just confirming what you want them to say.
Yep. Couldn't agree more.
All right. That's it from us for this episode. We'll hear you soon.
See ya.